Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of this power-up season of the Northern Power Women Podcast. My name is Simone Roach and I've had the pleasure of talking to amazing role models from across the North who have been sharing their top tips and takeaways on a range of topics that will help you power up your life and your career. Last week, we heard from the fantastic Shalina Begum about how to build your profile and speaking with conviction. You can catch up on that episode wherever you get your podcasts. This week, I'm delighted to be joined by Armughan Mohammed. He is the regional chair for PwC North, leading the Manchester, Leeds, Bradford and Newcastle offices of over 2,800 staff. He oversees market activity across the region and is passionate about working with business and the community to make the North a great place to invest, work and live. One of his main ambitions as chair is to facilitate the government's levelling up agenda and bring prosperity to the region. You and me both, welcome Armughan. You share my passion for the North and that's why I knew you would be the one to be the ultimate myth buster about its grim up North, right?
Oh, wow. What a welcome. Listen, it's a pleasure to join you, Simone. And actually, it's a pleasure to have discovered you recently as well. So, no, great to be here. Thank you.
It was after that conversation that we had about me joining your podcast, The Northern Lights, which you should check out again on Spotify and Apple. Quick plug there for you. But it was for me, it sort of dawned on me that I came off the call thinking, actually, when we're putting this series together, you know what? Let's talk about the North factor. We're talking about other practical things, but there's something really important. You know, we know the North has such a wealth of opportunity, don't we? But we do see, or we have seen, young people getting pulled away by the brain drain for London. So how can you have that high-flying career without having to move down south?
what a great question. And actually, I'm probably uniquely positioned to give a view on that because I've returned to the North after having wandered quite a bit. So I'm kind of having grown up in the North, I'm sort of born again Northerner, and I'm rediscovering all the things that I absolutely loved about the North. And actually, without realizing, I've missed them in my life, right? So so I think about it in two parts, Simone. So there's a piece which is business, right? How do we build a business career? How do we build a career that actually gives us purpose and fulfillment for the rest of our career, not just for 5 years or 10 years, but something, you know, we can spend 30, 40 years. And I think the most important thing about that is the ecosystem for employment in the North. I think it's really changing. It's really changed from the last time I was here. So if you look at it from a PwC example, the regions are really important to our business. You know, 47% of our headcount is now in the regions. They're not in London. And we recognize the diversity of talent, the diversity of brilliance, innovation, thinking we're getting actually from including all parts of society and all regions. So I think employers are looking to move into the regions just like us. I think the second thing is there's a huge amount of talent that we as employers are finding, you know, in the North. You know, so we've built an operation in Bradford, which is between our Leeds and Manchester offices. And what we're finding is the quality of people we're getting is just tremendous. There's great universities, there's great higher education here. So I think there's a lot the North can offer. And, you know, and we're seeing it from a government perspective as well. You know, they're setting up the UK Infrastructure Bank in Leeds. The Treasury's got an outpost being built in Darlington. You know, there's a lot of weight behind what the North can contribute. So I'm really, really excited about the North. And I think there's some tremendous business opportunity. I don't think you need to listen. I mean, the connectivity we have now really gives people a lot of flexibility where they live and where they work and how they work, right? And we could talk about, you know, some of that in a bit more detail. Separate to that, you know, we're not just here just to work, you know, as machines. I think there's a whole cultural aspect to the North, which I'm rediscovering. And actually, I probably never had it when I was young, you know, because for me, it was going down to the recreational ground and kicking a football, right? But actually, the things that I think make life really, really worthwhile, and that's not just your family connections, but it's also, you know, what's it like on the high street? What's it like in terms of culture, in terms of pop concerts, in sort of nice restaurants to go to, you know? So I think when you combine those two, I mean, for example, I give you a case in point, right? You know, I wanted to go to a particular concert, right? And I can guarantee you there's no way I would have got tickets in London to go and see it. But I managed to see two or three different, you know, venues and events in the North. And they're opening up. And I was sort of talking to my kids, and I was saying, you know, come up here, you know, spend a lot more time, you know, up here. And they love it up here now, even though they were born in the South. They absolutely love it up here. So much so that my youngest daughter's going to be here this weekend with six of her friends, you know, having a great time, you know, in Manchester.
All staying at yours?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to do that.
Stock the fridge up. I actually agree, you know, everything around the sense of place, isn't it? The sense of place that we have, you know. And so what's the opportunity, do you think? You know, what is the opportunity that the pandemic has afforded us? I read recently another professional services firm making something like 1,800 jobs available in the London Bridge offices. But why can we not sort of woo that here? We've proved that flexibility is there, haven't we, during the pandemic? So what's the opportunity to kind of refocus where those jobs are and bring them up north?
But we're doing absolutely that. And I think there has to be of management and leadership conviction to want to do it. And you know, we're talking about the North, but actually, I think an organization needs to represent the communities that it operates in, right? So if you look at PwC, you know, this year we've made 115 promotions to manager in the North. We made 57 promotions to senior manager, 23 directors, 6 new partners. These are all in just the region that I have the privilege to work with, right? And so there's a level of recognition. And then, you know, listen, there's a practicality about it. You've just, you know, once you recognize you want to be in, you know, representing all the communities, not just from a regional perspective, but from a diversity perspective, from a, you know, gender, BAME, however you look at it. If that's the blueprint of your organization, then investing in the North and growing the North is just part of your business model. It's not something you have to do anything extra. So I would almost go to the center of your purpose. What are you here to do? You're here to generate great economies, great careers for people, and you're here to represent the people who you sell your services to, right? And you're selling services in the North. So, you know, invest in the North, right?
Absolutely. And I think this is so important. You've talked about the move to Treasury. You've talked about your, you know, we've had, you know, gosh, it's been a long time, isn't it, since the BBC moved up to Salford. And that was very sort of skeptical where, oh, gosh, that's going to be a long commute up there. Well, actually, no, it's not like that at all. You know, there's a look at the great opportunities. You've got Channel 4 has moved in. You've just said 47% of your workforce are up here in the North. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. You know, sorry, I meant in the regions.
Yeah,
across all the regions outside of London. Yeah.
But that's amazing. So how can we encourage other businesses to sort of tell that story? Because I think a lot of this is about that storytelling. How can we be really shouting? And right now there's a worry around young people, aren't there? You know, that do I go to university? Do I do this? I was going to go off traveling. I can't do this. Actually, how do we go? Look where you are. Look at the North. Look at the opportunities that we have.
You know, I sometimes wonder, Simon, and I don't know if I've got this right, but I sometimes wonder, because I'm coming back to it new, I'm seeing things, right, that perhaps if I'd stayed, I wouldn't have seen. So I think it's incumbent then on people like me, like you, others, to showcase what we have here and advocate it. And actually, we need to be advocates, not just across the country for the North, but we need to be advocates within the North as well. Right. So, I meet lots of people, and one of the first things they ask me is, you know, how are you finding here? And the answer is really easy. I love it here. And I can tell you why I really love it. So I think there's a bit of internal PR we need to do. You know, we're not sort of you know, by nature, you know, as Northerners, we may not necessarily sort of shout the loudest, right, or from the highest treetops, right? But I think there's a bit about us having the confidence to say, let me tell you what is brilliant about the North. For example, you know, what do you know, if we look at some of the things that are happening in the North, you know, what is coming through? There's some amazing businesses relocating, and you've mentioned a number of them, right? That in of itself is creating hubs of activity. You know, if you look at the redevelopment of Salford Quays on the back of some of the media organizations, I mean, that's just tremendous, isn't it? Right. I think there's another quiet revolution going on in the North. And it's only visible when you put all the little pieces together. They're individually very exciting, but when you put them together as a narrative, I think they're even more exciting. And I think the North is establishing itself as a sustainability hub. I think there's something going on here. So if you look at the huge amount of, you know, green energy organizations cropping up in the North, and, you know, I think there's a real opportunity for us to be a net zero leader in the UK. You know, the mayor of Manchester wants to be net zero by 2040, you know, 10 years before the head of, you know, ahead of the UK's 2050 target. If we look at the offshore wind farms that are being built, you know, there's some tremendous, you know, some of the largest wind farms in Europe are being built. And there's four or five of these things, right? If you look at, you know, if you look at the tidal barrage possible sites, we've got a number of those. If you look at carbon capture, you look at electric battery plants, the recent announcement by Nissan, you know, to build a factory here and, you know, electric car battery. So there's some really, really good, interesting things going on. So I think, coming back to your original question, is, you know, there's a level of recognition and there's a level of advocacy and there's a lot to be proud of.
100%. You've talked about levelling up, and this is one of your ambitions of chair. You know, how do we sort of take this levelling up agenda from sort of the rhetoric? It was a bit like Northern Powerhouse. There's, you know, how do we don't want buzzwords, do we? I always think in the North, we're about, you know, it's not about sort of just doing, we're about cracking on. You know, there's a real sort of tangible sort of word to it. So how do we really facilitate that levelling up, and what can other business leaders and influencers like yourself do to ensure that we do level up and create prosperity for all?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, the whole concept of levelling up. I think it all boils down to fairness in my mind, right? I mean, you know, we have this sort of narratives, don't we? And there's one on social mobility as well. And I convert social mobility into opportunity. I think it's about opportunity, and we can call it social, but leveling up again is about fairness in my mind, right? And creating, as you said, a level playing field and opportunities which are spread, you know, throughout all the regions, including the North. So I think from a Northern perspective, we need to do exactly what you've just said, which is actually it's the next level of detail. And I think there's a lot of people working on it, and I think we're better informed, but I don't think we've nailed it. So from my perspective, levelling up touches so many different things, so many different things. It starts with education. It starts with infrastructure. You know, it talks about business sort of environments. You know, it talks about training. It talks about the high street. You know, people's sense of happiness is also dictated by how nice this high street is. You know, can they go on a weekend and sit down and do whatever they want to do, like have a baguette or whatever, right? So I think there's quite a lot in levelling up, which is not just about infrastructure. I think it's about creating an environment, and it could be business parks, it could be free ports. You know, there's loads of stuff that I think need to be done. But I think they need to be done coordinated, in a coordinated way across all the different lenses. The danger is we get excited about buzzwords, and we get excited about the topic of the day, right? But this has to be a multi-year plan and strategy. So my sense is we're getting some really nice things being done. I don't know how well coordinated they are, but they're very welcome. And I think we probably need, well, another interesting fact, Simon, is, you know, I'm talking to a lot of businesses, and a lot of businesses are saying is we really, really want to participate in the levelling up agenda. We really want to be part of that journey. And if the pandemic, you asked earlier, if the pandemic has shown us one thing, is the combination of the right form of business and government interactions can make a dramatic difference to the quality of people's lives.
And final question, very quick, we're running out of time. What are you most excited about for in the North?
So I just think there's so much interesting stuff to do in the North. I think we have the most amazing restaurants, the most amazing culture, concerts, people. So I think living in the North is fulfills the needs of what anybody could ever want.
Brilliant. Thank you. You have totally sparked my love of the North even more than it ever was. So thank you so much, Armaghan, for such an interesting conversation about the benefits of staying up and levelling up North. We'll be sharing a cheat sheet summary to accompany this episode podcast about our top tips, because we want you to share this. We want you to pass it on. Tune in next week. We'll be talking to United Utilities, Lou Beardmore, all about social mobility and smashing your goals. Join in the conversation at North Power Women on Twitter and Northern Power Women on our socials, or drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. podcast@northernpowerwomen.com. I'm Simone Roche, and you've been listening to the Northern Power Women podcast, Power Up Season, and What Goes On Media production.